now we, you know, we look at different models for revenue and the revenue share deals that they do. I mean, they're often referred to as 360 deals, but they're more than that, and they've always been there, those type of deals. But record labels taking shares in all income streams from all artists, so they're not just concentrating on recorded music, which used to be the mainstay of the industry. No longer is. It's probably equal now between that and live. And even within the recorded category, the way that that's actually disseminated and produced and distributed is very, very different. But yeah, I think there's not as much money around for signing and developing new acts. I think that a lot of the time they're expecting the finished product, or much more closer to the finished product. So I think it is fair to say, yeah, that they're not spending as much. There aren't as many of them. There used to be, I used to send 200 demos out when I was looking for a deal. 99 on an A-list, and as soon as the first one back came back from them, and you did get them back then, that would go on my B-list, which would be the next 99. There was still another 500 in the booth that I could have sent them to. There's three record major labels now, so it's less people to send them to.